Ellen Doyle, Bob Hallett, and Sean McCann are the founding members of the band Great Big Sea. The band has its roots in Newfoundland and takes Newfoundland traditional music as its launching point and raison d'être. With a huge following in Canada and a growing number of fans in the U.S., Great Big Sea has done something a little surprising. They've proven that folk music can rock. Their newest CD is called The Hard and the Easy. Alan Doyle and Bob Hallett stopped by the studio to talk about the album and its first track, Come and I Will Sing You.
It's a song that I, like many Newfoundland songs, I've just always known. And Bob used to always sing it late in the nighttime. And we went to look around, and it's much older than Newfoundland, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the oldest songs in the English-speaking world, really. Its antecedents go out of, you come back 700 years and you run out of printed sources. It's that old. Here's a song of my family that, you know, was from another time and another place. It was like seeing Robin Hood in, you know, in the back of your yard. You know, that's what it felt like, right? The magic of it has never really gone away from me.
And come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you seven. No.
What will the seven be?
Seven senators under the sky, six pallbearers, five fairmen under the bush, four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are linen white babes clothed all in green. Oh, one to one lives all alone, forevermore shall be so.
When you started out, you were singing Newfoundland folk songs. You still are.
Yeah.
But to the world at large, it doesn't matter particularly that they're Newfoundland.
I know.
Folk songs.
That's right. And I think that's true for a lot of folk musicians. You know, part of our, you know, passion, I suppose, as semi-academic folky types, we're really interested in the history, and the authenticity of the music is often what you find most appealing about it. You forget sometimes that in show business, people just want a good night out. And they could care less that that song you just sang is an authentic tale of a, you know, a shipwreck that washed ashore in 1587, and that the verse in the second verse is actually about a real person named Doug who did, you know. Look, just get to the next song, dude.
But, well, Bob is looking at you as you're...
Well, I was going to say, the corollary of that is true too as well, though. I mean, if we had been doing somebody else's songs, you know, say we had chosen to perform Irish music, as many, you know, people who want to adopt that culture choose to do, I don't think we would have been as successful, because one of the things we do have that separates us from any others is authenticity. Nobody else was singing and is singing these songs, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of them we learned from friends and neighbors. So, I mean, we had this repertoire that other people don't have, and that gives us authenticity. And in the world of folk music, authenticity is gold.
So where did these songs come from? I mean, are they from your childhood? You heard these growing up?
Well, different songs came in different places, but certainly there's a canon of Newfoundland folk songs, just like there is a canon of Irish folk songs or Southern English folk songs or French folk songs or Quebecois folk songs, you know, and in each of those cultures, in Newfoundland as well, there are songs that are immediately available. They just, Lukey's Boat, I have no idea I ever sat down to learn to sing that song. It just somehow comes with the birth certificate. You just know it, like, you know, it's just everywhere.
Well, old Lukey's boat is painted green, howdy boys. Is painted green, the prettiest boat that you've ever seen. Me boys, it'd be light day.
But still other ones we sought out. For example, a friend of ours would say, you know, there is a song about, you know, the logging tradition in the Midwest part of Newfoundland, that it's something about a river driver. I heard it one time at a party, but, and then you go try to find it.
Yeah.
And that's a cool pursuit as well, you know, to uncover some of the lesser known but equally authentic songs from the traditional canon.
I'll eat when I am hungry, and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, is down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver, and I'm far away from home.
So you both remember listening to these when you were growing up, and you've added to the canon as you've gone along.
Well, I mean, we all grew up in houses where people sang and played music habitually. There was no really performance attached to that. You know, it was just something people did, like reading a book, you know, or playing checkers or walking the dog. It was just part of life, and we really took it for granted. And many people of our age, you know, grew up in houses like that, you know, and as a result, I suppose it wasn't until we were much older and we started doing this for a living, we realized how amazing that was, you know, yeah. To grow up in places where music was taken for granted, where this was a skill that people had, like whittling, you know, that they did not take it, and I'd have said they took it very casually. No one ever said, you really need to learn these tunes, it's really important because they're old. That didn't happen. It was, you can learn whatever you want. You can play whatever you want. What's important is that you participate in the entertainment.
But when did it begin to be important to the two of you then to realize what was in these songs?
I didn't realize that it was a special thing until I was in my early 20s. You know what else I figured at the time, you know, as I'm in my late teens? Well, let's go to Toronto and let's listen to the traditional Toronto music. And you become flabbergasted to find out that, well, there is none. And not everybody has this, you know, this canon of recorded history in song. And what, well, you know, what's in our own backyard is not only spectacular to us, but it's unique in the world. Like, and I certainly didn't know that till I was...
You could sell this.
Yeah, that's right. I could make a buck singing sea shanties.
My name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid. And most wickedly I did as I sailed.
So you're singing these songs that are Newfoundland's roots.
Yep.
Music. And then you start playing rock.
Well, we're lucky to come from a place where folk music isn't approached very academically. It isn't seen certainly as a static and fixed thing. And people, you know, in Newfoundland and Labrador, luckily for us, you know, didn't treat Newfoundland music, you know, as a university course. They didn't sit in the back of the meet on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 to talk about the sea shanty. And so, you know, they were just there and around. And they were often sung, you know, in my house growing up, in the kitchen party, my dad would sing, you know, a Newfoundland traditional song. Then my uncle would sing an Elvis song. And then my other uncle would sing a song that he wrote that afternoon. And then around she'd go again. And there was never any discussion that one song might be of more value or different value than any of them. It was all just songs. And it was all just about facilitating the celebration that you're in at the moment.
The perfect Great Big Sea album, you would not be easily able to tell the difference
between one and the other.
And, you know, just expand on what Alan said. I mean, the Newfoundland tradition is not orthodox. You know, to draw an analogy, it's nothing like bluegrass, where there is a fixed and static form of bluegrass. And to be good at bluegrass is to get as close as possible to Bill Monroe and, you know, other kind of early purveyors of music. That doesn't exist in Newfoundland. What's important is to be entertaining.
Did you make this switch? I mean, I know you still perform both kinds of music. When you decided that you were going to do a little more pop music based on folk music traditions, did you do it at home first? Did you first perform those, or did you go...
Nah, right out on the stage.
I was Great Big Sea has evolved in front of paying ticket holders, unfortunately, for the crowd to go. All of our experiments, musical and otherwise, have happened under the lights. And I honestly, that's true, and I'm unashamed about that. You know, we've never been the kind of band that workshops stuff forever before we tried it out. You know, it's primarily because of the fact that we just played so much. And our apprenticeship came from the pubs of Atlantic Canada, where if you're not a fearless performer, then you're going to die. You have to be willing to try everything constantly, all the time. And if someone in the back, you know, will buy a round of pints if you'll sing a Don McLean song or if you'll sing a Metallica song, then you bloody well better sing it.
You ever perform Metallica on stage?
Yes, actually, I have.
Not so much myself.
Yeah, it doesn't go good on the bouzouki. But just
come back to the song for a moment. Is there one that you go to when you know you've got to make the next moment count?
There's a dozen songs in our kind of common critical repertoire. We know that will work everywhere, anywhere. English-speaking, non-English-speaking, you know, blowing a gale, not blowing a gale, raining, no rain, gear, no gear. We know these songs will work.
Excursion Around the Bay works everywhere.
You know, so we always fall back with those.
Knock on wood, knocking on wood. You know, the chorus of Excursion Around the Bay goes, oh me, oh my, basically repeat. And, you know, With clapping.
And you're not going to forget those lyrics.
No, it's a cool song about an old traditional Newfoundland song about a mishap, basically. Again, about a tragedy where someone dies. Mm. And about a bunch of guys that leave St. John's to go around the coast to Harbor Grace on a... the full title of the song, I believe, is the Harbor Grace Excursion. Anyway, the wife of the speaker gets pulled on the ship, and as is true with every sailing ship that ends up with a woman on it, some disaster happens. And she dies. Anyway, and it's... it's a funny song, actually. I'll jokes aside, but the chorus is oh me, oh my.
Doesn't sound funny.
Let me see if I can figure out the chorus. Oh me, oh my, I heard me old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay.
Oh me, oh my, I heard me old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay. Oh me, oh my, I heard me old wife cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me old wife say, I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay.
Alan Doyle and Bob Hallett are founding members of the Canadian folk rock band Great Big Sea. Their CD is called The Hard and the Easy.